What's going on, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. We are here ready to chop up good game as we always do. Today's show is brought to you by BeardTreeOilsAndHerbs.com. If you're looking for a 100% natural beard product that will clean under the skin, get your beard right, and it will stimulate growth, go to BeardTreeOilsAndHerbs.com. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook at BeardTreeHerbs. I'm messing the name up. BeardTreeOilsAndHerbs.com. Just get your goddamn beard together.
They ain't gonna do it with no help.
I know. Y'all gonna go to the wrong website and get a lace front. No, I want you to go to BeardTreeOilsAndHerbs.com. And over here, we have our lovely female co-hosts. We have Miss Bree with the Polaroid shirt on.
Hey.
What's going on with you, Miss Bree?
I'm chilling. I'm here. I'm happy to be here.
Love the Polaroid shirt.
Thank you. I'm loving the Fila.
Yes, indeed.
I got the Fila
fresh today.
Come through with the gold chain on.
You did. Looking like a little youth pastor right now.
You do look like the youth pastor.
And over here we got Layla. How are you, Layla?
I'm good. You guys, you know, I got a little FaceTime action from my brother.
Yeah.
And guess who was in the FaceTime?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
12 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Where am I here? Yeah, I was at the club.
Tariq was at the club this weekend, you guys. I'm telling on you.
Yes.
I got a FaceTime at like 12 a.m. in the morning from my brother, and it's him and Tariq in the club turning up. At Mayweather's birthday party.
Oh, Mayweather. Tariq. Yes.
He said, look at who is in here. I was like, I couldn't believe it.
Yes.
I was like, Tariq, if you don't take your ass like that. Yes. We look weird.
Missed the homebody out in the club.
Yeah, it was like I saw a lot of folks I knew, so I actually had a good time.
Who you
there.
See?
I saw my man Big Boy from Power 106. Well, what he's at. What station is Big Boy
on? Power 106. Yeah.
Is it Power 106?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was on 92, but whatever. We saw OT Genesis. Tiffany Haddish was there. A lot of folks was there. We had a good time. Tiger was there. Tiger got into an altercation.
Oh, my God.
Did you have anything to do with the altercation?
No, I didn't. I did not.
Yes, he did, Brandon.
You didn't break it up? Yes, you didn't try to break it up? Tariq, I can see your big ass trying to break it up.
Tariq be walking back with his hands up.
Hell
he ain't
yeah.
a part of none of that shit.
I'm not no bouncer. Damn that. Anyway. Over here, we have our special guest today on today's show. Back again, the lovely Brandy Jackson. How are you, dear?
I'm good. I'm blessed. Brandy. Thank you for having me back.
Yes, indeed. Can y'all hear her good? Because she's so...
Am I too soft-spoken?
Yes.
Because I'm like right on the mic.
Yes. She's so soft-spoken and gentle.
I know.
And just like a summer breeze.
I know.
So we got Brandy. There's a lot of stuff we have to talk about on today's broadcast. As we know, there's a documentary that they're putting out about her uncle, Michael Jackson. And the documentary, from what I understand, what's the name of the documentary, by the way?
It's called Leaving Neverland.
Leaving Neverland.
I mean, I hate to give it light, but that's what it's called.
Yeah. Yeah, they're already pushing it. They're promoting it very heavily. It's going to be on HBO. It's the person who's centered around, the main person is Wade Robson.
Yeah. And then his sidekick, James Safechuck.
Okay. And for years, you know, Wade has been around Michael Jackson, the Jackson family. He has denied all of the allegations and certain things that have been alleged and misreported about Michael. And for years, he's said nothing has happened, nothing was done to him. And now all of a sudden, there's this big major claim that he was violated by Michael Jackson, and they put this big documentary out about it. How is the family reacting to that, Brandy?
You know, honestly, when he first, I think he came out a few years ago with a lawsuit.
Okay.
And it just completely blindsided all of us. We were so thrown left field by this. We didn't even know how to process this.
Mm.
Of course, for us, it's a bunch of bullshit. Excuse me for cursing.
Yes. Now, when Brandy starts cussing, you know it's real.
But it is, though. You know, it's one of those things that you spent so much time around these people and their entire family, basically, and you know how they are and how they operate and all of the things that have been done for them. they know what the truth is. They know that nothing happened to this boy, Wade.
Exactly.
And to see them come out and say these things, it's absolutely sickening.
Could you tell them you like your relationship with Wade, though?
Yeah.
Because it goes deep. It's not just like he's a really close family friend of yours.
Yeah, this isn't like somebody that I just met a few times. Right. Or...
So what's your relationship with him?
What was your relationship?
Was. I mean, I met him around, I want to say 91, 92 at the latest. I was approximately 10 years old.
Mm.
We had done some shoots together with my Uncle Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, he had developed a crush on me. I'm just going to, this isn't like one of those things, toot your horn, I was 10 years old, but I'm just giving this, this is the story.
Of course. You are fine though, I'd have a crush on your ass too. Yeah.
But I just don't want to come across as, oh, you know, he was chasing me.
Toot,
no, but this is the story.
I mean, back then, you had all them little niggas had crushes on you. Gary Coleman is trying to shoot his shot. I mean, everybody's trying to get
Gary
it too.
Gary Coleman was probably 32 back in 91.
Yeah, we're not trying to get nobody in trouble. We are
like,
only stating facts.
You said Gary Coleman was 31 back then. But go ahead, Brent. Go ahead, sweetie.
So yeah, he you know, developed a little crush on me and had been talking to my Uncle Michael about it and wanted to get to know me further. So my uncle, you know, being an uncle, set us up. He invited us both to the ranch. We spent about a week together, his family and my family. My brother was there, his mom and his sister. Everybody was there. We got to know each other, and towards the end of the trip, he very sweetly said, would you be my girlfriend?
Mm.
And so that was, you know, an innocent young relationship that started. We were friends for a long time, which turned into a relationship. I knew him for at least 10 years. At this, we had a 10-year, I'm going to say, friendship relationship.
But before you linked up, how long were you guys friends before you guys?
For, I want to say about a year or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that you were really young, so like 12 years old with a boyfriend.
Yeah, but I want to stress it was an age appropriate relationship. This wasn't, you know, anything, you know, to be,
right,
you know, embarrassed about. I feel comfortable talking about this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just, you know, to spend that much time with these people, I spent days, every week I'd be at their house or he was at our house.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm familiar with what was going on in that time frame, and there wasn't anything weird or sinister going on with him and my uncle.
Right.
I mean.
Now, and you were dating him,
Yes.
Wade. Yes.
Yes.
This I met him a few times. Brandy, we all hung out.
Yeah, remember this.
Yeah, we hung out. We went to different places. I met his mother. I met his sister.
Right.
His sister wanted to babysit my little brother. I mean, they were cool.
That's right.
Remember?
Yes. Yeah.
And what is his sister and his mom? Where are they? What do they have to say about this whole thing?
You know, I haven't
seen them. They're kind
of quiet. Well, to my knowledge, they're pretty vocal in this documentary. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet. Okay.
Yeah. From the trailer, that's the impression that I get.
Now, how old were you when you guys started dating?
I want to say, like Bree said, around 12 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you dated for how long?
This was 7+ years.
Oh, wow. So
I want to tell you 8-9 years, but I don't want to misquote. I'm going to say 7+ years.
Okay.
Easily.
Okay.
He was kind of obsessed with her, too, by the way.
Mm.
I remember a couple times, he just always wanted to, like, I remember one time we were all in the car and we piled up. And he was like, you were sitting on his lap. And like, he really, really, really liked Brandy. So this is like shocking to me because he really, really liked her. Like, I felt like he did.
Yeah, no, this was, you know, a genuine relationship.
Yeah.
Because one of the things I've been hearing is that they said that Michael didn't want him around girls or something.
Yeah, that's my understanding too. Right. That's something that he's saying. And my uncle put us together. What are you talking about?
Mm.
He didn't want you around girls? What?
Mm.
I don't understand.
Right.
And if you are supposedly having this relationship with him, why would he set you up with someone?
Exactly.
None of this makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. What I've been hearing is that everything was cool until there was some Vegas show.
Right.
There was a Vegas show that...
Tariq's done his work.
Yeah, I've been studying this stuff. Where the family told him that they wanted him to choreograph this.
Right.
But then they end up getting somebody else.
Yes.
And then he flipped. I was touched. You know, then he flipped. Is that
That's exactly what happened.
Wow.
He started writing a book that hasn't seen the light of day yet. But that's when all this stuff started.
Wow. 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 Who was the person they got to replace him, by the way?
I think it was Jamie King.
Okay.
I think is his name.
Okay.
Why was he replaced, though? What was that whole thing about? Like, was he not doing his job?
Was that for Cirque du Soleil?
It was, yeah, like, yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Cirque du Soleil don't play.
Like, no, at
you
all.
You have to be the top, top, top of the line to even be like a performer in the show. So
And
you just never know.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly what got him pulled from it, but I know that Wade himself has burned a lot of bridges, and he has a hard time keeping, I mean, I'm just going to say it, people can get mad at me for saying it, but it's the truth. He has a hard time holding relationships with people due to the bad blood that he's got in the industry.
Wow.
So I don't know, was it business, was it personal? I have no idea. I just know that it didn't come from the family. Mm. We're not the ones that had him pulled off of that show.
Okay.
He felt entitled to do it because he's got this long relationship with my uncle as far as working with him and dancing with him. He was mentored by him. So he felt like he should be the one. And when that was pulled from his feet, he was pissed.
Does he feel like it was your family's fault, the reason why
he
was
pulled? I'm not sure.
Because
it's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
He also sounds very entitled. And most of the interviews or the few trailers that I did see of him talking, he sounds like... He was entitled to something that he didn't get. Mm. So now I'm going to be a little brat.
Right.
Yes.
That's exactly how it sounds like. Right. He doesn't sound truthful at all.
And that's him.
Yeah, and it sounds like a big money grab. I mean, all of the lawsuits against the estate of the family.
Right.
Yeah, it's a big money grab.
Yeah. And you wait for the man to die.
Right.
To come out and say these things.
Right.
It's wrong.
And you were saying, Tariq, that they can't do anything. Like, you can have defamation of character when you're dead.
Yeah, when you're alive, you can't do that.
Right.
You can't because you can. Right. Michael could have just sued him for lying.
Right.
But when somebody's dead, there's a loophole where you can say anything about a person who's
dying.
Exactly. Unfortunately.
And I do have to say something about that. That it's got me so upset. I feel like my hands are tied behind my back. There's so many things that I would like to say about him and his family that I can't.
Mm.
Because they could easily call defamation of character on me for saying these things.
Okay.
Although they are true, I witnessed them, I heard them, but I feel like I can't say anything and I have to sit here and watch them talk all this shit about my uncle who's done nothing wrong.
Mm.
And I just have to sit back and
tell me and then I'll say it.
Deal.
She didn't say that, I said it.
Layla be down for the news. tell me.
It.
Put it in my
I'll
ear.
Say it.
I appreciate
Sue me.
You.
Now, when you were dating him, because you dated, you said, from 12 to really roughly around, what, 19?
Like 19, 20.
Tell him about the breakup.
I was just about to say, was it a bad breakup?
Tell him about the breakup. It's juicy.
Oh, sorry.
I said it. She didn't. I said it.
So what happened with the, well before the breakup.
Layla with the tea, okay?
Yeah, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to the breakup. What was it like being in the relationship? Was there deception, deceit in the relationship?
There was, but you know, a lot of it I wasn't aware of until later.
Okay.
I'm such a trusting person, and I had confronted him several times about things, and he would just lie straight to my face and tell me, no, these aren't the case, that what you think is not true.
Mm.
This is what was happening. And I would believe it. Mm. I want to believe it. You know what I mean? So in hindsight, yes, there was a lot of deception and lies. I did not know that at the time.
Okay.
With the pop star.
That too.
Oops,
yes.
I did it again.
Oh, yeah.
Oops, I did it again.
I'll say allegedly, but was he with you when the whole, for those who don't know, Wade was alleged, I'll just say alleged for legal reasons, to have had an affair with Britney Spears while she was with Justin Timberlake and while he was with Brandy.
Yes.
Right? So we're pretty accurate on that?
That is an accurate statement. Again, alleged.
Alleged.
But that's an accurate alleged.
Accurate, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
I remember that, boy.
Right?
I remember that. Yeah.
And I just didn't want to believe it. And I was so supportive of him working with her.
Yeah.
I encouraged him, just keep going. You've got this. The stuff that you're doing is great. I'm over here like a little fool.
Because was he dancing for her?
He was choreographing
and
for
her.
And
she got a thing for dancing.
Yes,
y'all
she
know.
Does. Kevin said, like, yeah, she loves dancing. She loves dancing with the little Negro swag.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes.
So how did you find out? Did he come home with blonde hair strands in his drawers? what is this?
No, you know, he had been displaying some strange behavior.
Oh, wow.
And like I said, I confronted him about it. I asked him, you know, just be honest, is this what the case is?
Mm.
No, we're just working together. But then somebody very close to me, I can't give any names, but somebody very close to me who I trust more than anything, shed light and was able to break it all down for me and told me, not only is he cheating on you with her, he's cheating on you with this one who's married.
God damn.
Wow.
The list goes on, and I wish that I could say some of these names because you are familiar with these people.
Wow.
But I can't tell who they are.
God. Now, people, this ain't Tito's damn daughter. It's, they're just saying that. Tito daughter? No. It's
Jackie. Tito does not have a daughter.
Hey, they get on my nerves in the chat room.
Jackie is my father.
Jackie is the OG Jackie. They yes. be getting it in. The Jackson brothers, they perform now. Them brothers be getting it in.
Are they in Vegas? They're in Vegas, right?
No, not right now. They had a Vegas residency, but now they're touring. They're,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to go see them, definitely.
Yeah.
But wow, that's very interesting. With Wade getting down like that.
Yes, this guy is something else. And I, you know, it also pisses me off that people are not investigating him and looking deep into him.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to do to my uncle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look into my uncle. You think he did something wrong? Absolutely. Investigate the hell out of him if you want to.
And I think
but look at the accusers too.
And the FBI investigated Michael, from what I understand. They didn't find anything. Twice, right.
Twice.
Yeah.
And they humiliated him.
Mm.
And he did everything they asked him to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why aren't these people being investigated?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Because you guys were saying there's some, I'm not going to say any names, but there's some celebrities that are actually kind of on Wade's side to a certain extent where they're kind of presenting certain information like, okay, he's a, you know, looking at him as a victim.
Yes.
Without any hardcore evidence.
Absolutely. There, I mean, you'll see it this week coming out on some of these news shows that are supporting him. Oprah, to my knowledge, is going to have him on earlier or later this week. I'm not saying what her personal beliefs are, but the impression is that he's supported by them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I saw something where Oprah was on a boat with David Geffen.
Yeah.
Y'all look up David Geffen. Look him up, by the way. And he's really promoting it. And he's a very powerful guy in the industry.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, she's clicked in with him. So it's a lot of nefarious little stuff going on behind the scenes. And again, a lot of us believe that the whole Time's Up movement and all that, a lot of that is to take the focus off all of these white predators and just cherry pick the black ones and just keep focusing on them with the whole Time's Up Me Too thing. There's thousands of people in the industry, white dudes, doing a whole bunch of stuff. There's pedophile rings, all this stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Bohemian Rhapsody, that was directed by Bryan Singer. Look him up. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they're just denigrating people who aren't even here to defend themselves, that just shows of an ulterior motive to me.
Absolutely.
Now, what was the breakup? What broke y'all up, and how did that go down?
You know, it was basically after this person had come to confide in me and explained, just broke it down to me what he was really doing behind my back. I was done. You know, I wasn't going to sit up here and try to get the truth from him any longer. I knew that he was a liar at this point, and I confronted him about it. I told him that I knew that these things were true and that I could no longer put up with it, and I was done. He was sensitive about it. He did cry. He asked me how I knew.
Hilarious.
But you have to understand, and I'm not trying to put him out there like that. We had a 10-year friendship.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean?
This was, we were close. And so I think he realized at that moment, I fucked up. Now, is he ever sorry? No. Did he ever apologize for the things that he's done or admitted? No. Do I expect him to at this point? No. Do I care? No, but the shit that you're doing to my uncle, that needs to stop.
Right.
You can treat women that you sleep with or whatever, you can treat them however you want, but don't do this to somebody that was so good to you, my uncle.
Yeah.
He took care of you and your family.
He did. Because that's, he brought him out here for dancing, right?
Yeah.
That was
from Australia, right?
From Australia. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So tell me about his mom and his sister, because I know his mom and his sister, they're like really, really close with him. So I want to know, like, have you heard from them or anything?
You know, I have not spoken with them.
And they're co-signing him.
That's my understanding, yeah.
That's
and again,
crazy.
I haven't seen the documentary, so I'm sure I'll have way more to say after it's aired.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to watch it. I think it's going to make me sick.
Yep.
Mm. But I'm going to watch it so that I can try to, you know, at least get a full picture of what it is they're saying.
Did you see the trailer?
I saw it. I had to turn it off.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen the trailer.
Trailer's ridiculous.
Oh God.
It's even the way that it's filmed in such a way that, you know, it's looking at them as these innocent little victims.
It really looks
they're
bad.
Somber. You feel bad for them, or they want you to feel bad for them.
Mm-hmm. They do it every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
When you come to Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They try to paint these kids to be like the poor, sorry.
Get closer,
kids,
Bruce. There you go.
And it ain't nothing going on. I'm so sad. I'm so tired of this story. I'm so tired of it. I was tired of it back then, and I'm even more worn out about it right now. But the fact that no one is asking for it, he has no evidence.
Right.
Like, exactly. I see you sitting here, and you're like, I want to say this, and I know these things, but you're not saying that because you don't have receipts. I think that's why. Because if you had a physical representation to back up what you're saying, what you know to be true, you would have no problem saying that.
So I don't have a problem saying it. I mean, it's just that I know like you said, I have to tread lightly because these people are out to get you. Like, that's it. That's all they're looking for is the next dollar.
But he got so much to say and don't have no evidence.
Right? No. And speaking of that, too, with this no evidence thing, I'm so tired of seeing people online talking about Michael had child pornography. He got caught with this. He didn't get caught with anything.
No.
There wasn't. If there was a shred of it, I guarantee you he'd be in jail right now.
Yeah, we would know it. Say, or somebody put it there.
They would love that.
Yeah, they love putting out misinformation, talking about he had pornography books of kids.
Yeah.
No, he had art books. There were art books from different famous photographers at the house. So they flip stuff and make it seem like it was something deceitful, but it wasn't.
Trust
me,
if that was that, they would have loved to put him in jail.
Yeah.
They were looking for anything.
Right.
Yeah. The smallest thing they would have used against him, but they couldn't. There was nothing.
Right. Mm. And that's how I feel, because I met him. I actually met him. Yeah. I remember I met him. I think it was a video shoot. It was a video shoot. We was in a trailer, and I remember it was just me, you, and him. And I remember he asked me to dance, and I was so shy. And then I told my mom. My mom was like, "You didn't dance with Michael Jackson."
Layla asked me so confused. She was like, "Hi, Prince." She thought it was Prince. Layla be confused for no damn reason.
Prince. Hi, Prince. But I did. And I did go to the ranch, and I just it just really gets up under my skin too. Because when I met him, he's just such a nice person,
right?
You know what I mean? I crashed a golf cart at Neverland. Sure. He never said nothing
Lord.
About it.
Of course,
you
Layla crashed
that Michael shit.
Damn. I did.
That's why your ass ain't never getting invited back.
The fence is down.
I tore a whole fence down and never.
Oh, Layla,
God.
Layla ass.
Yes,
tore down the fence, ran over bubbles, just fucked everything up for everybody. Damn.
Brandy went over there and whispered to her, like, "You know you can't come back right now." I'm sorry, Layla.
But you
My uncle says you have to leave.
you can never come back.
But you know what?
Joe came out there with a belt. Like, who broke this goddamn fence? They're going to get their ass whooped today.
Oh, my God.
Only her ass. How about go to Never Neverland and break shit?
Neverland. Damn.
Because they had these golf carts, and I remember I just punched it.
Yeah.
And we remember when
coming downhill.
It landed in a ditch, and all they cared about was me. They didn't care about that I tore up the gate. They were just like, "Oh my God, are you okay?"
Yes.
I was like, "I'm fine." And they were just catering to me. And I told,
A giraffe got loose. Shit. Layla ass.
Things changed after Layla was there. Some of the rules.
Oh yeah, some rules changed, Randy.
Rules changed.
They had to start screening folks.
They were scared. I think they were scared. Like, oh my God.
How old were you, Layla?
I think I was 13? We were
young. We were nowhere near having a driver's
license.
Yeah,
no, it was like 12, 10. We were young driving golf carts. So come on, a 10-year-old driving a golf cart.
Man.
I didn't know how to drive. I still can't drive that good right now. But
yes, Lord, that's what I'm like. Oh, you can't drive.
We be coming
now.
Up here with a different car every week. She done wrecked the shit. Like, I'm in a Volkswagen today. My other car in the shop waiting my insurance to kick in.
Damn.
So,
oh, my God.
So, Brandy, from what I understand, the family, your family, they have a lawsuit against HBO now? Or are they planning on it or what?
Yeah.
I know you can't talk about that too much.
Yeah, I can't talk about
okay,
it. But,
okay.
The estate is, they're planning for what they can do.
Okay.
I wish that they could sue Wade directly because I feel like he's the one that started all of this.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There are certain laws in place that protect the living from accusing the dead. So
yeah. Yeah.
You can only do so much.
$400 million, right? Well, you can't.
Okay. Damn. Layla gonna fuck up the bag.
But Layla can talk about the things that she's read in the media.
Yes.
They're allegedly they're claiming $100 million that the estate is suing HBO for $100
million.
That's
sure, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. That's crazy.
With Wade, I mean, I've read about how many bridges he's burned and his little money got real funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His little money.
Yeah, man. I studied up and read a lot of stuff about how his little money got real janky. It was his little papers drying up. And, you know, people use scandals like this as a last resort.
Right.
You know, and that's just so unfortunate. I know your cousin Todd, he follows me on Twitter. He be going off.
Yes.
Todd is
passionate about it.
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
Exactly.
He knew Wade and his family as well, so he's got a place to speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the thing. Wade and his family were friends with all of us. We knew them.
It's just crazy, man.
HBO should be ashamed of themselves, I have to say as well. They are not innocent in this. They should have looked deeper into this. And your job, to putting out a documentary. A documentary is something that people consider to be factual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is not a documentary. This is a movie.
Wow.
This is a one-sided movie.
Didn't HBO have something like a deal with your uncle prior to him dying? Like something that he put out with HBO, like a deal
something
or something?
Something else that I'm not allowed to, personally, I'm not allowed to talk about.
Right.
But I could not talk about
we can talk. Yeah. Right. And that's what the lawsuit is, what the family might do the lawsuit about, because there was a non-disclosure. Right? Mm-hmm. Some to that effect. I won't talk too much about it. But yeah, it's heavy, man.
Yeah.
It's real heavy.
It really is. That's crazy.
Have you talked to Michael's kids lately?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
How's Paris doing?
They're doing good.
Okay.
This whole thing is, of course, sickening to everyone because they knew him as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's just trying to really figure out how to digest this and process this.
How's your grandmother?
Same thing. It's just, you know.
She's not really watching these trailers, is she?
You know, my grandmother is very involved.
Really?
She's very hands-on with everything. Yeah, I wish that sometimes she could take a step back and just say.
Yeah, because that's his mom. Like, I'm a mother, so I just.
You get it.
Yeah, I would want to hurt somebody.
Right? And even though she's older, she still is very active in things like this, and it hurts her.
Yeah, that's sad.
It hurts her, especially she knows the truth. She knows her son, and she knows his behavior. She knows he wouldn't do these things.
Right.
It's hurtful.
Yeah, taking advantage of someone that, you know, is not here.
Yeah.
Just knowing that. Yeah, that's great. That's why I feel bad. For your aunt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me too.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because she's older and she needs to. I know she wants to be here and, you know, for her son and everything, but I wish she not to see that.
Me too.
Yeah.
So, what do you do in instances like this? Is this like call a press conference and tell everything you know? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you stop his movement, even though it's happening? HBO is going to air it. But how do you combat the movement?
Well, I appreciate that question, because that's actually something that we all struggle with. We try to figure out what's the best way to combat it. You can only tell your story so many times. Some people don't even want to pick up your story or hear of your story. Layla is familiar with this. There are some people that I've reached out to that I would like to share our side with. They don't want to hear it. So you can only talk about it so much and speak on deaf ears. Unfortunately, some people just aren't going to give you the time. But yeah, you could hold a press conference and hope that the media outlets put it across on our platforms, but you know that they're not going to.
Yeah.
Because the story is in the negativity.
Exactly.
Do you feel like the media is siding more with Wade than your family? How do you feel about that? Do you feel everybody's swaying more with him?
I feel that way.
That's where the drama is.
The drama
ain't in the truth.
Yeah, portraying him as the victim. Yeah, that's where the money is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel, though, one of the things that I appreciate about social media is that it's not so controlled, and people they have a voice and they can speak up. Mm-hmm. And it's reassuring to see the comments from the average people. We know that this isn't true. We understand. Mm-hmm. We know that Wade is about money only. But to see the media trying to do the opposite, it's sickening. Mm. And again, the only thing that I can ask is give Wade as much of an investigation as you gave my uncle.
Right. Mm. Right.
Break him down the same way you did my uncle.
Is there a way to get them to do that?
No.
There's not really a way.
There isn't. And accusers can say whatever they want about anyone. Anyone can make a false accusation. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean anybody's ever going to find out whether that was true.
Unless you Jussie Smollett, they're going to look all up in through that shit.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
They searched high and low to find them text messages.
Hell yeah. They found everything.
It's true.
Right.
When they want to, they will find it.
They want to.
Right.
And then they start making shit up when they can't find it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you hear me? Because some text messages ain't come out of nowhere.
Exactly. Right.
They came out of nowhere. That's what they came from.
And that's actually a great example. Whether he did make all of this up or not, let's say he did make all of this up. Look how easy it was for the media to believe him.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They fell right into it and they ran with it.
Exactly. And I was one of the people that did not believe it.
Yeah.
Did you see where they tried to say that the Eagles album outsold Thriller? Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Yeah.
Who album?
The Eagles. It was a group called the Eagles, I think. And they said,
I like the Eagles, but
yeah, they said their greatest hits based on streams.
See, now
the way they tried to manipulate the numbers, trying to make it seem like it sold more than Thriller based on streams. It's a crock of BS.
Right.
It's a crock of BS. So, and they're always trying to take little jabs at Michael's legacy.
Yes.
You know, because they've always had a problem with that. Michael was a very smart businessman. And Michael made some historic moves. Michael was the king of the music industry as a whole.
Yeah. Yes.
Michael had this thing locked down. You know, you're familiar with all the publishing that he owned.
Absolutely.
People make it seem like he just owned the Beatles publishing, but he owned a lot of who are some of the people?
Basically everything that's on Sony.
Yeah, everything. Oh, wow. I mean, you could everything. Talk
about Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
I mean, from new to old, anything that was on Sony, he owned it. He owned half of Sony.
And everybody's on Sony.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody's under Sony.
Yes.
You understand that? So they tried to minimize it, making it seem like he owned the Beatles. No, Michael owned everybody's publishing.
Yeah, wow. Essentially he owned half the music industry.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
And so people that were new coming out that hadn't even, like, you look down the road and somebody's going to sign to Sony and sell a million records, he already owns that.
Oh, wow.
Like, you, it was something that was debilitating the record labels.
Yeah.
To have one man over here controlling all of this.
Mm.
But like you said, he's a smart businessman. He knew to make these moves when he did.
Yep. At the height of his career. And he went over there to Japan and made that deal. He did that with the Japanese. And they did not like that over here.
That's right.
The Tommy Mottolas and all these dudes. Did you ever meet Tommy Mottola?
In passing, yeah.
Okay.
But not.
How does your family feel? Because Tommy Mottola is always.
Different people have different.
Right.
It's a big family.
Because Michael came out snapping on, like, Tommy Mottola ain't shit. he was snapping. Michael was snapping on Tommy.
Tommy Mottola ain't
shit. Yeah. And they had some recordings of Michael.
Do you remember
the recordings? Some secret recordings?
He sounded like.
All that high voice shit went out the window.
I heard that.
Yeah, Michael didn't have that high fucking voice. Michael was like, hey, man, what about that little old paper you owe me? I'm trying to get that money from you. That publishing, sit down, Bubbles. I need to holler at you about that check, my nigga. Yeah, Michael sounded like fucking G.
Yeah, I told you guys this before. You know, he's not just this little high voice.
Yeah, that high voice shit went out the window.
Yes.
Yeah, so he talked, because I met Tito at the airport. Tito was talking like, hey, what's up, player? He was smoking a Black and Mild. So the family is gangster as hell.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's definitely a different impression of my family than what really is.
But yeah, Michael owned a lot of that stuff. They really had a problem with that.
Yes, and they still do.
Mm, yeah.
They still have a problem with it.
Yeah. Do you always feel like that was something connected with his death?
100%.
Mm.
100%.
Yeah, with Conrad Murray. Did the family ever file a suit against him?
Not that I can remember. And of course, I should be able to tell you yes or no offhand, but there are so many different lawsuits coming our way, going out.
Mm. Oh,
it's hard to keep track of them.
Mm.
But even Conrad has a voice. Over in the UK, I heard that they're interviewing him about the molestation case. How the hell do you have anything to say about this? You killed him.
Sit down.
Wow.
Thank you.
You should be in jail.
Thank you.
Wow. Why at it?
You killed him and you have a voice to say something.
Wow. Yeah, then gave him a little slap on the wrist sentence. What, he did like 4 years or 2 years, something. It's something real lightweight. And he's still practicing medicine, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, he's still.
What?
Yeah, he can still practice medicine in certain countries.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He lives over in the UK now, though?
I don't know.
Mm. I haven't seen him in the new media in a while. Like, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Since I heard of Conrad Murray. Wow.
Did you see the Bobby Brown movie?
No, unfortunately. I've been dying to see it.
Because there was a scene in there where he was allegedly with your aunt.
Oh, right. Yeah. My God.
I'm like,
with the tea.
Yeah, I'm like, he was with Janet.
I've seen it.
I have heard this, you know, a number of times. But I've never asked her if that was a true thing, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
How did Janet
feel about
this?
She didn't deny it.
Not in the media.
So, yeah, I don't get the impression that it's false.
Okay, okay.
But I never knew she dated Bobby Brown.
She was
slapping and flipping and rubbing down and getting up out of there. I know. Remember, he got all in his feelings.
Yeah.
He's like, Janet, what are we doing?
And she was like, nothing. I'm married or whatever. Yeah,
Janet.
She
whoop his ass. Like, damn.
Yes.
I can't comment on that. I don't know.
Lord. He was all sprung. He like bought her
Hell
a new
yeah.
car.
Shit.
But here you go, Jenny. And she was like, get that thing out of here.
Yeah.
She want that
she
car.
Drove
car.
The, whatever she did drove his ass crazy. That's when he got the Gumby fade. He had bed head. Yeah. He didn't know what to do.
That Gumby fade. I remember that.
I don't know. That's because y'all ego. Men don't know what to do when a woman don't want them.
My God.
Yeah. Jesus.
So how's your dating now, Brandy? What's your dating life now?
You know, it's sporadic.
Good luck getting that out of her.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about this last time, and not much has changed.
Mm.
I honestly, people scare me.
Really?
Like, look at this.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
They scare me.
Yes.
I don't blame you.
You can't trust them. And then they turn, like, you date them, everything's great, and then they turn around and say your uncle molested them.
Exactly.
You know, damn.
I don't know what to do anymore. Like, I feel you. It's frightening. It's frightening.
Man.
Yeah, how do you trust guys now? Because if you could date somebody for 10 years and they just come out with these crazy accusations, that's like... That's really makes it hard for you to trust people.
It does.
After all those years.
Yeah,
you know
I
what I mean?
It does.
That shit traumatizing.
Like, oh, Brandy, I love you so much. Can you get your aunt my demo tape?
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. There's always something in the back of somebody's mind.
Yeah.
What kind of guys do you like, though? If you can pick the perfect.
What kind of guys do you like?
What kind of guys?
She always trying to know what kind
of. If you could pick the perfect man, what would he look like and what would his personality be like?
I don't know, but you know, I'm gonna try to answer that. But real quick, did you guys see Wale try to answer this question?
Yes, I did.
No,
he was on Red Table Talk.
Oh no, how did he answer?
He was like, I want a woman
that could tell me what I like.
Right.
Yeah, it was something real weird. Yeah.
I need for her to tell me what I like.
Yeah. So I don't know why that just popped into my head, but
I kind of understand him though.
Kind of.
So he wants a woman to control him, basically. Is that what that is?
Basically.
That's what I'm getting from it.
Or basically, he's saying, I don't know what I want until I see what I want standing in front of me. I think.
Yes, that was the gist of it too.
Okay, people in the chat room, they're saying Bree's tits poking. What's going on over there? They talking about your breasts.
They keep coming out from underneath.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we got a
undercleavage. Okay, okay.
Jesus, they only tits.
Don't raise
okay,
your hand.
we getting donations all of a sudden. Okay. All right, so do whatever you do. Okay.
I'm gonna need my percentage, my piece.
I'm gonna need that piece of that donation.
I'm gonna need my coins in my pocket. Okay.
Lord.
And since I know her, I'm gonna need a piece of that too.
No. Lord. Lord.
Just by
so yeah, come on, let's answer, Brandy.
I don't. You know, honestly, I just want to be able to trust the person.
Yeah.
I really do. I want to be able to fully trust this person, and if things are gonna go south, just be honest with me. We can part our ways.
Mm-hmm.
Amicably, quietly, and nicely. That's what I want.
Looks wise.
That, you know, honestly, to me, attractive is a personality.
True.
It's not a look.
Come on, Brandy.
That's you.
Come on, Brandy, with the Black History Month gems on y'all.
So are there any brothers in the mix? When was the last time you dated a brother? Because you had... Are you okay?
I've only dated one white guy.
Yeah, he was the only one.
Yeah. So you're not a bed wench. She's not a bed wench. That's good. She's not a bed wench.
You know, this world is so big. It's hard to just be like, I can only date this type of person or this.
Yeah.
I have to be open-minded. You know, otherwise I might miss some piece of gold walking past me.
That's so very true.
I just have to
just
be
don't
open.
Tell them people when they're, because you're going to be 10 bed wenches plus one.
I've only dated one white guy.
But they can do it, though.
Yeah, they can do it. Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I just want somebody that I can trust and that can respect not just myself but my family,
of course.
You know what I mean? I think that's a big thing, and just be open and honest.
So would you be more so into dating someone that's already in the industry so that you don't have to worry about that side of trust
with because the demo tape?
So I'm torn because I do sometimes feel that way.
Yeah.
That they can, we're on the same, I'm not in the entertainment industry per se, but my family is, and they would understand that.
Mm-hmm.
However, because of people like Wade and somebody else that I dated that was in the industry, they sleep around a lot.
Oh, damn.
They
I'm
do.
Just being honest.
No, the other person you dated in the industry, they sing, they were actor. What were they?
Producer.
Producer.
Okay. Music producer.
He's trying to find out.
He's producer.
Add the one carry, the two minus.
Yeah. Okay, producer, what kind of music? Like, who did he produce?
Who did he produce? You're going to give him right away.
I know.
No.
A Blackstreet? Oops. Oops, I hope y'all don't guess.
No. But again, he was a very nice guy, but same thing, can't be trusted.
Mm.
You know, and
now how long did you date the producer?
About 2 years. Mm.
Did he produce any Michael stuff?
No.
Okay.
Wait, do I know him?
You,
oh,
we had this conversation,
I know it
and,
is.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And you know why I don't trust him, if you remember
oh
what I told
God.
You. Like, there's so many things that people
Poor
do.
Poor Brandy. I get why she ain't got no man.
I don't trust people.
I remember. Yeah.
Right?
Lord.
Yeah.
I'm so happy
she's had a hard time. She's had a hard time. She had a rough, Poor Brandy.
Lord, I'm down to know who the damn producer is now. Shit.
He's still over there adding some tracks.
I'm trying to get this shit.
How does Janet feel about the Michael thing? Because I know that they're really, really close, Janet and Michael.
Yeah,
they were,
this has to be making her sick. I haven't had a chance to speak with her about it, but she knew Wade as well. She had given him an opportunity to choreograph for her.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, this is somebody, again, as a grown man, you're trying to dance behind these people and choreograph for these people that you say come from the same family of somebody that molested you.
Right.
Mm. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
This reminds me of the Kardashian thing a little bit, but not as bad. But it just like the whole Jordan. Did you hear about the Jordan Woods thing?
I don't know much about the story. I've heard.
Yeah, she's been friends with him for 10 years, and then goes and sleeps with Khloé's like her sister.
Okay.
So think about it as like her play sister and sleeping with her man.
Damn.
And Khloé has like cried on her shoulder and said, "Oh my God, Tristan's a hoe," and you go sleep.
How do you
somebody
do
that's
that
crying
to,
on yeah. your shoulder?
Well, she's doing a red table talk today. So.
Jordan Woods?
Yeah,
Jordan
girl, sit, Woods. Girl,
oh,
sit
damn,
down, Jordan.
Damn.
I'm gonna
no,
watch
she
though.
Don't need to sit down because no. they. You never know what would be happening with that. Like, all of these people were saying all of this stuff about her, all her sisters, and you know, they're not even vocal like that.
Mm. Right.
So for all of them to jump down, I don't know. It's something fishy
because
going on.
Because, no, that's their sister, Bree. You, of course, you're going to take up for your sister now.
Yeah, but everybody got something to say about it.
Right, right.
Everybody
right.
have something to say about it. It's something else.
We
going
know
on.
Tristan's a hoe though, because I mean he cheated.
I really want to know what that little girl got to say.
Yeah, she said she was blacked out drunk.
Oh,
did
damn.
You hear about that?
Yeah,
that's the latest. She said she was blacked out drunk, and she says she does not remember a thing.
I could believe that.
Have you ever been blacked out drunk before?
Yes.
Really? We don't remember nothing.
Yes.
Really?
If you first of all, have y'all ever drank? Been drinking or anything, drinking a certain type of liquor and then drank champagne.
Oh yeah, I got
I
sick. I didn't
mix.
Get blacked out, but I got sick.
I blacked out twice. The first
what?
Time I had no idea that was the reason.
You can't
and the
mix
second
champagne
time,
with alcohol.
Yeah, the second time I did it, I was like, oh, that's what it was.
Wow.
I've blacked out a couple times.
Were you okay? Did you like wake up in a tub with blood or do anything?
No, damn. Yeah, but it was some weird shit happened.
Like
yeah.
what happened?
I'm not finna say on the air.
Lord,
I'm not gonna say on the air,
she's
but
like,
yeah, I've been,
out there.
I've been in a few situations with people in the industry where
oh,
some weird shit happened
wow.
to me while
oh,
I
damn.
Was fucking
okay.
blacked out. Yeah,
oh, wow.
it happens.
Damn,
you just
yeah.
gotta be. You know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure she was thinking I'm around people or family. You know what I'm saying? Or people that I trust. And they just turned into something different. Or maybe he did take advantage
of
her.
Or maybe he could have.
And you know, I don't know. It's something creepy about that story,
yeah,
though.
That's a weird story, too. Yeah, but I was thinking of something like that. Because it's just sad when you know somebody for that long and your family embraces them.
Right.
And then
they turn up.
Boom. It's like, who do you trust now?
Right.
Like, my trust would be so shot if I were you. I feel you. It's just, yeah.
It is.
Crazy.
It is shot.
I feel bad.
Now let's do something in the news. What's going on in the news right now? Bree, what's happening in the news?
Let's go back to Jesse. I want to talk about
yeah.
these text Jesse. Messages that just popped up out of nowhere. So here's the thing. There's text messages saying that the payments that he gave to the two brothers were for training.
Right.
They have long thread of text messages about what type of food to eat, how to shop, what type of exercise you need to do when we are away
you
from each
other.
You don't
believe
that? No.
You don't believe the text thread?
First of all, in any type of investigation, the first thing the police, the FBI, they want to do is go through your phone.
So
they
where
go
did they
through
go
your
with?
Phone records.
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell wasn't that the first thing they found?
But didn't they say that he didn't want to
hand
give
over
it,
the
yeah,
phone?
He didn't want to hand
you,
it over.
You ain't no not handing it over. They could go and look in your phone right now. We
but you know
here.
What I think? Sometimes when you do investigations, we get the news last.
Mm.
Like sometimes they don't like to disclose stuff until bam, because they're saving it for court. Like for real. Like
but
we're the last to know.
You have there's clear evidence that he was paying these people for
who pays somebody
for
with
physical
a check?
Training.
If you're gonna pay somebody to do something, do cash, my
yeah.
brother.
So
yeah.
do you believe it?
I
you
actually
ask me if I believe
no,
it.
No, I actually believe okay, this is what I believe. I believe that the Nigerians are lying.
Yeah.
And I also believe that Jesse Smollett is lying.
What are the Nigerians
lying
about?
What?
The Nigerians are lying about the fact that he paid with that check. I really believe that was for training. First of all, that's a low amount. Who pays with a check? Everybody knows you pay cash. Jesse ain't that damn dumb. And then, but I think it's a deeper story. Like, I think that it was a drug deal. It was a booty call. It was just
a drug deal.
Way more.
What the hell?
Well, no, because Jesse claims that one of the Nigerians sold him ecstasy.
And
you didn't hear that?
He is saying now that that there was
he has a drug problem. He
yeah.
said he has a drug problem.
Okay, we're going to Layla just be all over the place.
No, this is
I
fact.
Think it was some aliens who abducted him, first of all.
Brandy, didn't it?
Because
no.
I used to date an alien
no.
back in the day. I used to date an
I'm
alien, so I know how they be
story.
Abducting people.
No, this is really facts, huh?
I did
you
hear.
You heard
I,
yeah.
I don't know what the facts are, but I did recently
she's
hear.
Like, these are facts.
Yeah.
I did hear him say that there was drugs involved.
He said
he has
a
drug
problem.
He has a drug,
yeah.
But I don't know if that was a drug deal. It
no,
just, it
he
looked
said
like
that,
he,
too. Jesse Smollett said one of the Nigerians sold him ecstasy. That's how he's tying it into the drug part. You know what I'm
but
saying?
But the whole incident wasn't a drug deal.
No. He didn't say that. He's just saying at some point. I don't know when he sold him drugs, but he said, yeah.
Everybody lying. They trying to be. Somebody is trying to Olivia Pope this. this story.
Yeah.
So that we can get back in good graces.
Everybody's lying.
With the entertainment business, because the industry, because he is treading on thin ice.
What about Lee Daniels? Somebody said, oh, I think Lee Daniels is in cahoots with this whole thing. And I'm like, how?
Why? It could be. Okay. I mean, there's pictures of Lee Daniels with the dudes, you know, on the set of Empire. Yeah.
Yeah.
The dudes, one of the dudes was an extra on Empire.
Yeah. It's too much going
on. Yeah. It's all over
somebody
the place.
Somebody trying to Olivia Pope it. That's all.
Somebody's going to do a move. Tariq.
Yeah.
I got an idea.
Oh, Lord. What's the idea, Lee? Here's some niggas planning.
We're going to do a movie.
About?
Justice Smollett.
Okay.
And it's going to have like three different endings, and the people have to choose the ending.
Damn.
That'll be good.
So we're going to get Bree to be Taraji P. Henson.
For sure. I got y'all. Yeah. What y'all want to do.
Yes, yes.
And who are you going to be in it?
I'm going to be one of the Nigerians. I'm going to just put on
a buff Nigerian hoaxer. Okay. My God.
And that's going to be one of the plot twists. It was a girl. Was a
go
part
to hell.
Lord.
Go to hell.
Lord.
Don't nobody got time.
R. Kelly. What about
Layla, what else is happening in the news, Layla?
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly's in the news. What about R. Kelly?
R. Kelly, you know, he finally got arrested for the charges. You know, he had 10 counts of, you know, child pornography, all kind of crazy stuff. But anyway, with R. Kelly, the new video came out. There's a new video that came out, a VHS tape with a 14-year-old girl.
It's the same girl.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same girl. That's why I'm trying to see how they're going to do this, because it's a double jeopardy. He got bailed out today.
I was about to say, he went to jail and been out within the last 48 hours.
Yeah, he got bailed out finally today. Some lady who lives in the suburbs of Chicago put up the $100,000 to get him out.
Wait, what?
That was going to happen. They were signing petitions.
Wow. Yeah, they were trying to get a GoFundMe.
They were paying into a GoFundMe.
He didn't have the money?
No.
It don't matter if he had the money or not. Somebody bailed him out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, why? Yeah. What's her purpose?
No, it was just some people who were fans.
R. Kelly fans. Like, fans. R. Kelly was like at the top of at his game at one point.
Yeah.
Like, he got diehard cult fans.
Yeah, he does.
And the woman who bailed him out, she owns like a Christian school or something.
Is this a white lady?
She owns a Christian
school.
Yeah,
she owns
a
Christian
school.
Yeah, she owns like a little Christian school in Chicago. Yes, yeah.
Chicago has a lot. The police are busy right now. They got the Jesse case. They got the R. Kelly case. They're busy.
And this man is out eating McDonald's.
Yeah.
First place
he go. Yeah.
R. Kelly?
Yeah, he went to McDonald's. And then everybody came to McDonald's and bumping his music. They love him out there in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
Man.
What do you think, Bree, about this is your people? Look, this is your people, Chicago.
Oh, yeah, they're going to support their own, for sure. Yeah. And the fucked up part about it, the messed up part about it, is that Chicago is not one of those cities that has been very supportive of their own. Like, Chicago is, what do they call them, crabs in a barrel?
Yeah.
It's very like, oh, you at the top, we got to pull you down because you can't be at the top.
You know,
it's been like that for a while. So, like, to see the change in support over the last couple years because of social media, I think, is very empowering to see. But then you just got them R. Kelly, you know.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Yeah.
It's been a bad Black
it's
History
like, it's,
Month,
it's
guys.
One of these.
This is a bad Black History
Month.
Except for the Oscars did look like the BET Awards.
Yeah.
And you know what? And you know what? That bothers me. That bothers me. Do that bother y'all?
Well, they were going overboard because of all the stuff that's happening. So they had to make Black folks seem included and stuff. So they were really, really going over.
To the point where, like, people are all kind of over the awards.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, they still get dressed up and go because it's a, you know, they celebrate each other, actors and actresses and entertainers. But I just feel like the rest of the world's kind of over the awards.
Spike Lee wasn't over it because
he
kept
posting. But now, now we can give all these Black people their just due. Yeah.
He kept posting it. I was like, oh, that's so good because he's been doing it for a long time.
Yes,
yeah, I'm happy Regina finally got hers.
Yeah, I love Regina. Yes.
Me too.
She's been past due for her.
And she looks so good.
Yeah.
Her arms are like, she's going to go ahead, girl.
Man.
Yeah, I love that.
But anyway, we're going to have to get out of here in a second. But we got Brandy. Brandy, where can people find you, dear?
You know, it's embarrassing to say. Let me check.
You don't know your own. Brandy be like, I don't be on social media like that. I'll be out here living
life. I know her social media a lot better than she do.
It's embarrassing.
But she has a lot of followers to not be on now.
Okay, so
people
my Instagram and my Twitter are different.
Okay.
I try to have them the same, and that's why I get confused. Mm-hmm. My Instagram is Brandy Jackson 82. I'm over here making stuff up.
That's because you Layla friend. Don't worry.
I know.
Shut up.
Yeah, just if you're following Layla, she'll redirect you to me.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
My Twitter is BJackson82.
BJackson82. Yeah. That's what's up. What you got going on, Brandy? What you got popping? What you got coming up with your little self?
You know, honestly, a lot of it right now is defending my family.
Yeah, that's, absolutely.
That's what I'm busy with.
Yeah, man. Wow. I hate to see the family just year after year have to go through all the slander.
Yeah.
You know, that's pathetic. And y'all been, the family's been going through that for so many decades. This isn't nothing new. People taking shots at the family. This is like the Jackson family has been the first family of Black America for a long time. We've all grown up on the family. And, you know, there's always been shots taken at the family. And right. It's just sad to see that going on now, even after Michael is gone. And, you know, I want the family. We stand by the family.
Thank you.
You know, yep. We want you to keep your head up and we support. And, you know, anytime you want to come, and you and the family, y'all, you're welcome here anytime.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. For sure. We love Janet. We love Tito.
He's trying to get Janet.
Oh, wait a minute.
He's trying to get
y'all
Janet.
Y'all see Janet just got a Vegas residency.
Yes. Oh, word?
Yes. Really?
She just got, and she's doing like a 10-year.
10 years?
Oh, yeah.
No, not a 10-year residency, but like a tour.
Like a wrap-up.
Yeah, a wrap-up of like all her, the past 10 years of all her albums.
Oh, wow.
Do you that's know? That's going to be good.
Oh, that's going to be cracking. When is that happening, Brandy?
I think it starts in May.
Summer. Okay.
That shit is going to be so good. Yeah. Janet Jackson from the last 10 years. Yeah, not even the times before the 10 years. Like,
yeah.
Right. I just want to see the That's the Way the Love Goes one. That's my favorite.
Shit, I want she to. Got, I, wish wanna see I want to see Control.
Exactly.
Did you guys see this last tour at all?
No.
That's so good.
No,
you did go, Tariq, didn't you?
No, he didn't go. Oh,
no, I heard about it.
You did some video stuff, right? Cause you're
not with this.
Okay, cause you were doing some videographing for Janet, right? Cause Brandy be shy about her photography stuff.
Yeah, I do shoot, but I didn't shoot anything with this one. I was just going out to visit.
Oh, okay,
her.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Visit. Wow, that's what's up. Anyway, let's get up out of here. Layla, what you got going on this week?
Tonight I'm going to, my friend invited me to this little Karen Civil, this brand chick. She's having some event. My friend invited me. I'm going there tonight. And I want to give a shout out to the Chris Thomas Show.
Yep.
And my homeboy Kawani, who hooked me up with that gig, and I appreciate it. And yeah, so every Thursday, it's just in case you didn't know, it's a segment I do, an entertainment segment.
That's what's up. Yes. And Bree, what you got popping?
I am starting work on my documentary.
Oh,
wow.
Documentary, yes.
What's your documentary going to be about, Bri?
You will know soon enough.
Skating?
No.
Well,
it's not about skating. They did that.
Okay.
And people steady calling me like, now they, I see you. In the documentary. That's cool. It's on HBO. But yeah, I'm working on my own. It'll probably be published on YouTube.
Yay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so.
Yes. I want to see what this is going to be about. What kind of secret life you got that we don't know about?
Yeah.
I want to see the secret life.
The secret life, right. The secret life of me.
Lord.
But yeah.
All right. Where can we find you, Bree?
I am at Bree.A-R-I-E-R, Bree.R-E-A on Instagram. Check your girl out. Don't leave no. You will get your ass blocked. So. Yeah. Come correct.
Yeah. So Layla, where can they find you?
At Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ. I have an idea though.
Oh, Lord.
I have one more idea before we get out of here.
Okay.
So, Bree, this guy, he DM'd me and he also DM'd Bree.
Uh oh.
And Bree sent me the DM, but I had it as well. And he was like, hey, are you and Bree going to be anywhere? You know, it's my first time to LA. And are you guys hosting anything? And I said, yeah, me and Bree do host stuff, but we're not hosting anything this weekend. So, I got an idea. We should host at least once a month. It's called a happy hour. So it could be Ism happy hour, Bree and Layla happy hour, do a happy hour. We go, we meet our fans, we, you know,
Brandy
sell
is
some
like, I'm
books.
Here for this.
Yes. We do a happy hour drinks. We
you
bring
know
business.
What? The crazy thing is, I've been
cool.
to a couple happy hours. Well, not they're not called happy hours, but I've been to a couple.
Shut up,
karaoke over the last couple weeks that a few like young Black entertainers have been throwing, and they have been really cool, real nice,
I feel like
vibe-y.
We should do that.
We should.
No,
we
seriously,
should.
People want to like
our audience is. Not in LA.
Layla, get that rent M spoon shit out of here.
You know, I feel like I'm always talking big shit. You know what? I feel like our audience is here, but we have to go like more in the city part. Maybe not in the valley, but I think people
I ain't going to no city, or bougie.
Hey. No, sure. I just feel like a lot of people come, you know, to town. They want to see us. So maybe we'll think about something.
We'll see.
See Brandy involved.
And Brandy come out there with us.
Brandy involved.
Yes, indeed.
Tariq. If Tariq will come, they'll come. If tall Tariq.
I know.
Tariq ain't got
Floyd Money Mayweather going to have to be there for him to come outside.
Lord,
that's the only way we getting you out the house. He was rocking Gucci, too.
Who was?
Floyd.
I thought you was going to say Tariq.
Hell no. Hell no.
I was about to give Tariq some.
You're about to put me on the coon train?
Yeah. No. Yes,
Lord, no. I was not rocking Gucci. Floyd had on Gucci. I'm like, oh, Lord. Lord. But anyway, y'all follow me on Instagram, Tariq Elite. And today is the last day for the Mackish package deal. Today is the last day. Go to TariqElite.com to get that Mackish package deal. That's TariqElite.com.